Welcome to the Zandbergen Report, where wealth strategies and investment wisdom collide, featuring your distinguished host and certified financial planner, Bart Zandbergen.
Welcome to our show of Dream Chasers and Wealth Makers. We are thrilled to be back in the studio today with a new episode of the Zandbergen Report. As your host, I'm proud to bring in the movers, shakers, and difference makers who are passionate about sharing what they have learned and what you need to know today. I'm pleased to have in the studio today Christopher Gelinella. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course. It's exciting
to be here.
Of course. So Chris is the group publisher of Modern Luxury Orange County, that is the publisher of Riviera, and a whole array of other magazines that you're going to talk to us about.
Absolutely. All right. Can't wait to talk about them.
All right. We figured you were the one.
Yeah.
Paul, how are you today?
I am always looking forward to your show because you bring in the coolest people and they're all dressed to the nines here. I don't know if you remembers what that saying means, but dressed to the nines.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I have no idea, but it meant dressed up. Dress sharp, looking sharp.
All right.
Thank you.
So, Chris, you're a publisher of an amazing national magazine focusing on ones here in Southern California. Tell us how you got there. I know you and I have talked before, and you're kind of a one-career, almost one-company guy, but talk to us about
that. Well, it's funny because this is a big year for me, 2020. I'm actually turning 50. And Modern Luxury is my second job out of college. I began my career in 1994. I moved to Los Angeles. I worked for a company that mailed out press releases, videos, worked with a lot of PR firms. And, you know, it was a great job to have when you first moved to L.A. The Academy is one of our biggest accounts, so I got all the screeners. And suddenly I had a lot of friends that wanted all the free screeners. So I met my wife, and she said to me, you know, you could do a lot more with yourself. So maybe you may want to get into something interesting. You're really personable. Maybe sales is somewhere you may want to explore. I said, oh, okay, let me, you know, what do you think? And she said, well, actually, I saw this magazine called Angelino Magazine. It was actually our first issue that came out back in 1999. Wow. She brought it home. And she said, you should call the gentleman whose face is in there, who was our original CEO, Michael Kong. I gave Michael a call and I said, look, I have no experience, but my girlfriend, who I'd like to propose to, told me I'd be great at sales. So I heard there's a commission structure or I get a commission. So I said, look, you have nothing to lose. Give me a shot. So he called me, you know, he called me in and I walked in on the interview and he said, okay, great. Here's your seat. Let's get going. Yeah. And I actually sat in his office because there was nowhere to sit at the time. We had just launched here in L.A. And I literally heard him on the phone and I heard the way he spoke to potential clients and, you know, the groove of the magazine and really what we're all about from the CEO. So it was really, I had a leg up by being in his office. So it actually was a great start of my career in the publishing world to actually be in the same environment as the CEO. Yeah. And I grew my career up and, that was back in 2000, so this is my 20th year at Modern Luxury. And, you know, I ran Orange County at one point, San Diego, and now, you know, years later, I'm now running the entire Southern California market.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
Yeah. So what's a day in the life?
Oh, you know what I love about what I do? Every day is a different day.
Yeah.
I never really know what to expect. I mean, look, I have my sales meetings, and I have my one-on-one meetings with the team, and we have editorial meetings, but, you know, every day there's always something exciting going on, whether you're talking to a new business that's opening up or an interior designer that has a really cool new something cool that you're doing at a new home or a real estate agent or a celebrity. There's always a lot of fun stuff going on. A new restaurant that's here, a new hotel. So I never know what to expect. I kind of take the day as it comes.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask, you know, what are the biggest misconceptions? You and I are friends. I follow you on social media.
Yeah.
And the only thing to the untrained eye is there's Chris with this celebrity. There's Chris at this red carpet. There's Chris at this mm-hmm. new restaurant opening. Now, I know by knowing you that there's a lot more to it. So tell us about the misconceptions. It's more than the celebrities.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, we have a business to run, and everything we do is based on, you know, obviously business as well as leisure. So we tend to have a celebrity, an A-list celebrity on the covers of our magazines. And we're in, you know, just so you guys know, we're in 20 markets across the country. We've got a bunch of different titles. So in, you know, Miami, we have Ocean Drive and Miami Magazine. We have Gotham and Hamptons in New York and Boston, Philly, Chicago, San Francisco. So in all these cities, we have magazines that all look like a luxury vehicle of what we wanted, this 10 by 12 size of luxury, right? Yeah. So on those covers, we tend to put a celebrity on every cover. And what we do is we'll tag whatever the celebrity is wearing, we'll tag the local, you know, fashion spot. So if you're in Orange County, for example, we'll tag a store at South Coast Plaza or Fashion Island. If you're in Chicago, we'll tag a local luxury store on Michigan Avenue. So it has that kind of national feel on a regional level.
Yeah.
And the celebrity stuff is really great because how it works is whenever a celebrity is on the cover, they have to do one event for Modern Luxury, whether it's in any city they want to choose. And most of the time it's in L.A. And basically we get a lot of sponsorship dollars from a lot of big brands like automotive and liquor who support these kinds of events. And for our advertisers, they want that connection. They want to touch and feel. They want to be at the cool party where the celebrity is. So that's really what it's all about. And the celebrities kind of understand that as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's really an opportunity to kind of connect everybody in the community.
Yeah. So how many nights a week are you
working?
How
many nights? Well, my wife will say every night, but I'll say probably about 3 nights a week.
Yeah.
You know, Sunday nights I try to, that night is just off. That's the night you want to just
sacred.
Be home. It's a
right.
sacred kind of night. But,
yeah.
you know, again, I'm a connector in the community, and that's really what we do, you
yeah.
know. And, you know, we look at everything as brands. So we have the Riviera brand, the Angelino brand in
yeah.
Los Angeles. And underneath those brands, we have print, we have digital. We have events, we have sponsorships, we have all sorts of great
yeah.
things we could offer our readers and our advertisers.
Yeah. Why don't you tell the readers a little bit about the different brands that you have here in our local market.
The Orange County market.
Yeah.
So about 19 years ago, we launched Riviera Magazine. It was actually right before September 11th. September 10th was our launch date.
Good timing.
So it was really insane timing.
Yeah.
So the magazine came out,
yeah.
September 11th happened. We had our launch party scheduled at that Marriott Villas across from Pelican Hill on that Thursday, which I guess was the 13th.
Yeah.
And we said, what should we do? Obviously, the world is in crisis right now. Everyone's glued to their TVs. We actually had the event, but it really was a great platform for people to really get out there and talk. Because I think nobody really knew what was happening at the time. So it was really a great time for people to connect and really figure out, you know, let's be together and let's find peace and let's find something that we could all share together. So when Riviera happened, when it launched back in 2001, it was actually a time where the community came together. And it was kind of nice because we had, you know, about 500 people that all showed up. And I think people wanted to get out of their house. So anyway, so Riviera really was our luxury lifestyle magazine for Orange County is what we're all about.
Mm-hmm.
Fashion, shopping, you know, dining, travel. It's really what we do best. Real estate, you know, anything that you need in the luxury market, Riviera is there. Then we have the Interiors brand, which is our interior designer publication for mm-hmm. contractors, architects. Really the best in home design is really what the Interiors product is. It's the entire state of California. Then we have a weddings magazine that we're relaunching coming out in June for the wedding market. Obviously, June and December are big times for weddings, and that's obviously a good time to have your publication out. And then again, every single publication has digital capabilities, so we have websites for every single magazine we have and opportunities and event listings. And so again, we're community connectors.
Now, don't forget the very much sought-after men's book. Digital book. I know it's not your local.
Yeah, well, the men's book. No, I know. In part, you're one of our ambassadors. That's great. It used to be a publication, and we turned it into a national men's platform. Really, what's the best of the best for men? So the idea behind it is, in all the cities that we're in, we chose 5 to 8 ambassadors per city. And the idea is that when our customers and our readers go to these cities, those are the people you want to know. Those are the people you want to connect with. They may not be Instagrammable ambassadors and influencers, but they're really people that we find to be interesting, know the cities, and really are people that you're going to want to meet when you go to these cities. So, Bart, consider yourself, you know, one of those guys.
Paul, no comment.
No comment.
I want to be one of those guys.
And actually, it's a very nice publication. Well, digital publication, right?
Thank you.
I go to it often, and there's just great stuff in there.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing a lot more with the men's book, too, this upcoming year. So stay tuned.
Yeah, great. And then maybe to give people some history, you talked about the beginning of Riviera, and people hadn't seen it in a while, and it's kind of reintroduced itself.
Yeah.
So maybe talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Riviera brand obviously started in 2001.
Yeah.
And We actually had some changes back in 2015. I was sent up to the LA market to oversee LA, and my counterpart here in Orange County in San Diego oversaw the Riviera brand. And you know, they decided at the time to go to the Modern Luxury name. So it was Modern Luxury Orange County for the past 4 or 5 years. And you know, obviously, as time went on, I was asked to come back to the market. And I had said to the board, look, I'm happy to come back, but I got to bring that Riviera name because I knew how powerful it was in Orange County, really. And the idea was, we feel the landscape of Orange County, especially with Laguna Beach up through Newport, through, you know, up to Huntington, you almost feel like you're on the French Riviera. And that was really how we came up with the name Riviera way back when.
Great name.
Thank you.
This is a finance/business show. So can you talk a little bit about just the business of running the publication? It's a beautiful piece. I don't think many people know what it takes or what it costs or how you get money or just so kind of the basics.
So, yeah, thank you. So basically, we are very advertising driven, right? And you have to be creative in today's world. I remember back in 2008 when the market crashed, you know, we lost a lot of local business. Mm. The national business kind of stayed in a way, and it was interesting because national business stayed because they felt they could reach more people in these local communities that Modern Luxury catered to. So national, we were okay. Local was a disaster. So we had to come up with really cool ideas. It was around the time Instagram came out, Facebook, and all those ideas of people having their own brands. So we took the idea and we created Dynamic Women of Orange County back in 2009. And it was an opportunity for women in business to promote themselves, where basically they're investing in the brand of Riviera to promote themselves. So we treat them like a celebrity. We do a photo shoot. We have their hair, their makeup. We dress them if they'd like. Treat them like, you know, true royalty in the magazine world, a true editorial shoot. And then basically we give them a narrative. Our editor interviews them. They could talk about whatever they want to talk about. And we put together a really cool page. They approve every single thing there is on that page, whether they want to fix the photo up or I'd rather say this. And then we have an event where we celebrate these women. So the idea, again, is connecting the right people. So the women invite 5 or 10 of their sphere of influence, and these people get together, and it's a good opportunity for networking.
Yeah.
So it really took off, and it really was a great opportunity at the time to get, you know, people to promote themselves along with their business.
Yeah.
And we started Modern Man, Power Players, Icons, and all sorts of different opportunities so that every time someone wants to get a promotion, look, editorial is sometimes tough to get. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously you have to hire a publicist, or plus you also don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what the writers are going to write about, or what picture is going to be used, but here's sort of a guarantee. So that's been a really great opportunity for us, not only in Orange County, but in some of the other markets as well, really this whole self-promotion idea. So that's kind of one take on where we see the business going. The other thing we're doing that's kind of interesting is we started a membership model in our business. So basically, kind of like that Netflix approach where you pay a fee every month and you get certain deliverables. So basically, what we're doing is we have a Modern Luxury membership program. So there's 4 levels: Signature, Premier, Affinity, and Reserve. So the Signature plan, for example, you pay a certain amount of money a month. Let's say it's $1,200 a month, you get all these different deliverables. You get paging, you get digital, you get native content, you get dedicated emails, you get introductions from the publisher to other like-minded clients, you get event integration, you get your photo in the magazine. So we have all these different opportunities where our customers are literally investing in the brand and getting all these great opportunities and value out of it. So it's been really popular. We started about 6 months ago, and it seems to be something that's kind of on the road to success in our eyes.
And so these are means of financing the book?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. In addition, obviously, to advertisers.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. You brought up the celebrity aspect. And, you know, I will touch on this. We get a lot of money from big brands that want to put a lot of money behind being on a step and repeat, right? Getting press impressions from Getty Images, where a celebrity's on the red carpet and here's your liquor brand behind it. There's a lot of power in that. And obviously we make a lot of money on those elements as well. We do some signature events. We do a Rosé Day up in LA and Miami through Art Basel, where we had a lot of opportunity there in the sort of liquor and wine department and food. Live and Dine is a big opportunity here in Orange County. In October, we're hosting our event at Rogers Gardens. Again, integrating brands into the event where customers pay a fee to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Those are things that we do, generating revenue.
Okay. I went to the Rogers Gardens event last year. It was really, really good.
Oh, good. I'm glad you had a good time. It's going to be there again in October.
All right.
And hopefully we'll get some more space. So we're talking to them about making it even bigger.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
nice.
We'll see.
Nice. What are some of the challenges you run into on a daily basis?
You know, it's interesting. Being back in Orange County, I feel the challenges we face, obviously, are there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of magazines in this town, right?
Yeah.
And the beauty is people in Orange County still love to touch and feel a magazine, right?
I was going to ask about that.
And I believe because of our demographics and really for who we are, I mean, I've been doing this for 20 years. I truly believe in the modern luxury brand of luxury. If you have a luxury business, this is where you want to put your advertising dollars.
Yeah.
We reach the right people. You know, we base it on household income and home value. I want to make sure the person who is calling you for your service is someone who could afford your business, not someone who just, you know, may have graduated from college and saw a copy and they want to, you know. We don't want to waste anybody's time. We want to make sure it's the right audience.
Yeah.
So challenges, definitely, I'd say there's a lot of magazines here, and sometimes some of them may come out with cheap page rates. That could kind of kill it for everybody, right? Or it's another business getting another call from another magazine, right? So we have to also take it a step ahead and talk about that we are a brand that has all these elements to it.
Have you seen a decrease at all in print because of online subscription?
You know, we don't
or access.
Yeah, we don't cover. I mean, we don't cover politics news. I think they saw a lot of decrease in print advertising. Obviously, we do get it, but I integrate it. Like we'll integrate. You know, part of the package is you can do these digital capabilities, and you get a full page out of it as well. So, but we have seen a slight decrease. But, you know, we just have to make sure that we're explaining the whole story of who we are.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Any cool events or projects are coming up that the audience should know about?
Sure. So Live and Dine is our biggie that's coming up, obviously, in the fall.
Yeah.
It's our biggest event of the year. We're going to be celebrating our power players in May, which is an opportunity for business leaders in town to get together. We've got our Modern Man, which is a huge event we do at the end of the year, and Dynamic Women. So those are sort of our signature events that we do as a magazine brand. But then obviously we do a lot of in-store events at Fashion Island and South Coast Plaza for some of the national brands. A lot of charitable events. We work with organizations like JDRF and CASA and Child Help. So we support a lot of the charities that are in town, Harvesters. So those are obviously great events to be a part of.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Anything else that you had in you want to make sure that the audience knew about?
You know, we're here and, you know, celebrating 20 years next year at Riviera, so can't be any prouder of what we're doing. But yeah, if anybody has any questions or you want to, you know, get a copy of the magazine, be sure to hit me up. I'm say hello to me. I'm available.
Yeah.
I'm in town. Like, I love talking to people. Sometimes I don't stop talking. That's the
I never noticed
issue.
That with you, Chris. Really, seriously.
Somebody tweeted in and wants to know, is there a difference between modern luxury today and classic luxury? That's an interesting question. Is luxury still luxury? Is it just the best of everything? Or has luxury been redefined in any way?
You know, I think luxury is always being redefined. And I honestly believe I like the word classic luxury. Maybe we should go to classic luxury. I really love that term. Obviously, the modern luxury brand started 20 years ago. And I think it'll be a term that'll never go away. And we want everyone to sort of celebrate maybe we're using the word luxury too much, but celebrate the best of the best. I think we all deserve the best of the best. We all work hard, and people want to live a great life, and that's really what we provide.
What elements today are there that used to not be there? Like now you got to have the giant TV or other sorts of things that I didn't imagine were part of the luxury lifestyle here today.
Well, you know what's really interesting? We're seeing a surge in the cannabis industry of all places where instead of having your home theater, there's actually cannabis rooms being built in these homes.
Unbelievable.
Where
see, that's
smoke
what I was
is being stayed. You know, it's kind of a new way of luxury, which is kind of interesting.
Huh. Instead of a wine cellar, it's a cannabis
room. It's a cannabis room, you know.
Huh.
But obviously, watches will never go out of style. We do a lot of great watch events and things like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I thought watches were gone for a long time. And then for my generation, they go, I don't wear a watch. And then they came back in a big way, bigger than I'd ever seen them before. I mean, I don't think they disappeared, but for a while they seemed to be on the wane. And then over the last few years, I see watches back in vogue again here.
Well, remember we had the Vacheron Constantin. That was a real interesting history of just timepieces in general.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Chris, so just for like basic education, like there's publisher, editor, writer, contributing writer. What are the all the different moving parts in a...
What is everything? How does it work? Yeah. So basically...
He makes all the money. He keeps all the money.
I'm in charge of it. But look, it's not all fun and games and dinners out and parties and celebrities. Like, you know, obviously we've got revenue numbers to hit. We have a business to run. So, you know, I have a P&L that I have to make sure we keep intact. And I want to make sure that we're on top of everything, keeping our expenses low. So my job is really to make sure that I hire the best of the best salespeople. I got some of the best salespeople in town that are out there. And we kind of looked them as marketing analysts. They're not really salespeople. They're people that go into a business to really talk about what can we do to build your business and get you business, right? What works, what doesn't work, and we create a package for you. And that's kind of what a marketing team does. So that's a great group of people that we have. The editor is really the person behind the brand who puts together the stories and really looks for something new and exciting that's happening. Allison Mitchell is our editor-in-chief here in Orange County. She's fantastic. Yeah. She's someone who's always looking for what's new, what's great. And, you know, I think she's doing a fantastic job. We have a marketing team. Alex Schwab is my marketing director. She's the one who puts together all the events with her team, and she's killing it as well. And then we have a whole production team that design the ads, and that's all in Chicago, the designers. You know, and then we've got IT support, and all that is all part of the corporation too. But we're sort of a mobile office here in Orange County. We have about 8 of us that put together these beautiful magazines.
That's all it takes for...
Just 8 people here.
Seriously?
Yeah. Just 8 people.
And what's your lead time for what edition is this? We have this beautiful one here.
So this is our relaunch issue.
Let's hold it up so people can see it there.
Evan Rachel Wood is on the cover. Yeah. Westworld is coming back next week. So Evan is going to be a part of a big event we're doing up in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Evan's welcome on the show anytime if you want to just invite her here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So basically, the lead time is pretty much a month out for advertising. So our next issue is April, which we close on March 1st.
Yeah.
May, we close on April 1st. So if anybody wants to get any ads in or any kind of advertorial opportunities or a power player, let us know. Editorial, we're always about 2 or 3 months.
Oh, okay, so it's longer
A little bit longer lead time for editorial, but advertising, we're about a month out.
And can I give you one positive plug here? You have done what few publications have done. Most of them, because of the rising print costs and shipping costs and other sorts of things, the paper stock, all that stuff's gone up through the years. Most of them have shrunk the size of the publications or shrunk the number of pages. You're still a big, glossy publication. How do you do that? How do you survive and not give in to the temptation to shrink and downsize?
Well, you know, I think it's important to really, this is really the brochure that people actually see of who we are, right? So we want to make sure, even if we do an event, for example, for someone or a digital campaign, we want to, again, integrate them into this 360-degree approach of marketing where you get print, digital, events. So I make sure there's always a presence in every single thing we do because it's important to have that touch point. You have your print page, you have your digital. So we just do our best to educate businesses here in Orange County of why they should be in print.
Yeah.
And, you know, for real estate, for example, is a huge category of ours. All the business travelers and all the leisure travelers staying at the 5-star hotels, Riviera is in room there. What better place to be to get the international market than having a print page in here with a listing ad?
Sure.
So that's been very successful for us.
Right. All right. Well, it's come to that time already.
It has.
Pretty what? Cool.
Even though
I can go another hour.
Even though Paul lost his clock, I sense it's at the end of the show.
We have.
But I do have one. Thank you again, Chris, for coming.
Oh,
this
thanks for having me, Bart.
And I got to say a few words. So
I didn't stop. Oh man, maybe I should have my own show, right?
Paul will take care of that.
We're getting linked.
But I do have the honor of asking my guests their final thought question, and that is, if you could share with us your ultimate lesson learned in your career in the magazine business.
So here's a lesson learned. I learned that no good deed goes unpunished. I had an incident where I had a big advertiser back in the day who I guess I shouldn't name names, but they offered
just
me.
Just between us. Just go ahead.
Okay, it was a Maserati of Beverly Hills.
There you go.
And they said to us, we will buy a full year commitment with you. It's probably about $100,000 of advertising.
Yeah.
And we want to put Mira Sorvino on your cover. I said, oh, okay.
Can live with that.
So I went back to my CEO and I said, here's the deal. They're going to sign this big deal, but we have to put Mira. And it kind of made sense. Mira had some good stuff coming up. And so we had the photo shoot and Mira was, you know, with the Maserati on the cover. So the issue came out and all you saw was Mira's leg.
No.
And the word Ati. So she could have been sitting in a Honda for all you knew because you didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
So I was literally thrown out of the dealership when we brought the issue
in.
And to this day, that was about 18 years ago.
Yeah.
I still haven't been able to recover. So I just realized, you know, you have to be very careful. And you got to keep that separation of church and state because when you cross that line, these are the kind of things that could happen.
Yeah.
So in the business world, especially in my world, we always make sure we separate editorial from advertising. Because if you don't, your magazine looks like everything was paid for.
So I just want to make sure when I offer you the $100,000, I get more than the G-E-N. I get the whole sample.
You're on the back cover, too.
That's right, exactly. You want to see at least B-A-R.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris, what's your guilty pleasure?
Oh, God, guilty pleasure.
Or what luxury can you not live without?
I mean, let me think. You know, it's funny, we talk about cars. I drive a Chevy Volt. I love it. I'm on the freeway all the time. And I'm going to say, honestly, it is such... That's my guilty pleasure, having this amazing electric car that I love. But, you know, guilty pleasures, I love traveling, obviously. I love sitting in first class. I don't do it all the time. But if I could do it every time, I think that's what I would do.
Okay.
My wife and I both love to upgrade and...
Yeah.
Do all that.
My father was a big traveling. He used to say, there's only two ways to go, my son. First class and no class.
I like that. That's
all right.
Great.
Again, Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Great. I want to thank everyone who has tuned in. We look forward to being in the studio next week. Cheers.
Tune in next week for the latest edition of the Zandbergen Report, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Catch up on our recent shows by visiting bartzandbergen.podbean.com. The Zandbergen Report is also available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Interested in being a featured guest on our show or have a question you'd like to hear us answer? Email podcast@bartzandbergen.com. Bart A. Zandbergen, CFP, and Letitia Burbaum, AIF, are registered investment advisors with Optivest, Inc., and registered representatives with Gramercy Securities, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered by Optivest, Inc. under SEC registration.